Well, a happy new year and a merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, whatever else you want to say to this time of year. Well, as we obviously can tell by the time this show managed to get posted, it has been New Year's for God knows how many days, weeks, seconds, whatever you want to call it. This obviously would be the Queer Lad Podcast, slightly updated and slightly all New Year-y type feel to it. Well, other than that and the fact of it's pitch black outside already, and it's only, what, just at almost 6 o'clock in the evening. Woohoo! It's spectacular for us. Well, I hope everybody had a fantastic New Year and enjoyed themselves, apart from, obviously, all of those that were affected by the wonderful world of the weather. Obviously, apparently, that affected a vast majority of us. So, we can all guess what happened when we all saw that happening. But anyway, obviously a lot has happened since I last posted a show. Now, let me see, what have we got? I have actually been slightly missing, shall we say. For me, it's like, whoa. I've been podcasting for over a year, and yet I can't seem to get a routine, everybody. So if anybody wants to think up a schedule and say, Sean, you podcast here and here and here, then we spank your ass. If you don't, then feel free to email it off to me. So let's see, let's update on everything that's been happening. Well, obviously with Christmas and New Year passing, we have had the eventful usual Queer Lad essential Christmas party sort of thing happening, of the usual alone at Christmas and splitting people up by New Year's. Long story cut short in a later episode, I think. If I was probably to explain it just now, I could probably imagine a lot of grief coming my way. So we'll pop that one down at the moment to saying silence, I think. But no, it's been an eventful couple of months, I'll say. I mean, since last November, when I last posted a show, a lot has happened. Unfortunately, as you probably a lot of people who know me personally have known, is that I've been off work, unfortunately, because of being ill, from throwing up and a lot of other really mangy stuff that probably shouldn't be heard on here. So, will not make you people vomit by the time you manage to listen to my show. So, we'll call it politeness and say a lot of horrible things were happening. But to cut a long story short, at the moment, I'm still off work, so probably that'll mean that you'll probably get a lot more shows coming my way, which may be a good thing or a bad thing, depending on how often you want to hear my cranky old voice at this time of day. But also, it'll mean that hopefully we'll get into some sort of routine and some sort of schedule on what happens and when on the show. But hey, who knows? Well, obviously, one of the biggest influences and factors that you'll probably have noticed, and especially for those of you who do listen to the show regularly, well, who did when I was doing it properly anyway, would have been the fact that the website has been entirely closed down, and so has the email address that was associated to the website. Now, that meaning that there is no website, no email coming in at all. Well, not unless any of you nice people have, as I think some people have, would be to email the Gmail address that I originally set up way back when this podcast lovely started. Now, that takes us all the way back to, I think, sometime in 2005. Ooh-wee. Yep, so we're talking the lovely Gmail address that was set up, which, of course, a lot of people can laugh at the name, but it's ironic. It's special. It's the wonderful address of sexysuperman@gmail.com. sexysuperman@gmail.com. Email the address away. Lots of love, believe me, and I guarantee you a response. Anybody and everybody will get an answer, whatever you say. If it's cruel, mean, evil. In fact, no, particularly, because that seems to be all I seem to like these days anyway. But we'll start off properly anyway, seeing as we're now 4 minutes into the show and all I've done is gibber the usual crap, with some lovely news, as it would appear that the biggest thing affecting nowadays is, of course, we've still got some chemical leakage going on from around the world. We have a wonderful bus crash. Why is that always the season? Whenever it's Christmas and New Year, you always get a bus crash. Woo! Do people want to go drunk driving and stuff? Christ almighty. You'd think they had nothing better to do with their time. Obviously, we've also then got maybe some good news. I'm looking for some good news, just in case you guys can hear the mouse clicking. That's what I'm doing. I'm looking for some nice, happy news for us all. I don't think we're gonna find any. We've got everything from an air weapon shooting to a restaurant closing down to a man's street death. Not suspicious, whatever. Oh, Christ. Why is the news always so boring? Can we not have some happy news for a change? Like, oh, this didn't happen today. How happy are we? Yay! But, so I suppose really what we can do is I can update you on exactly what did happen over my Christmas and New Year. For those of you who probably didn't know, this little sod here spent Christmas Day all on his little lonesome, which, if funnily enough, seemed to piss a lot of people off, with saying, oh, you're going to be alone at Christmas? Christmas Day? Why? Why do you want to be alone at Christmas Day? Well, the answer to that really was just the fact that I am sick and tired of Christmas being, you know, oh, you've got to spend so much money, you've got to spend this, and it's like, well, actually, no. I don't think I do, and I don't think I really want to. So this year, I did Christmas extremely low-key. I obviously got my family a little something here, there, and stuff, and obviously when I go to see them within the next couple of weeks, they'll get all that. But other than that, I didn't do anything for Christmas. Christmas was a no-go area. I mean, my flatmate really was even lucky he got a tree, put it that way. But New Year was slightly more eventful. For those of you who've been listening to the show for a long period of time will know that one of the things that's quite an occurrence whenever we have extremely bad weather is obviously we've had a lot of problems with our roof and stuff. So we've had a lot of rain coming in and stuff, so we've had to be sorting that out. And with the bad weather over the Christmas period, that was obviously one of our main concerns that we didn't want to have to worry about. So hopefully, we're saying hopefully here, people, that should kind of be on its way to being repaired. Hopefully that'll do it. But who knows? But as for New Year's is obviously a time for when, A, you can get drunk, B, you can get drunk very easily, and 2, and 3, even if I can count in the right direction, 3, you get anybody can get drunk at any time of the day, because it's New Year's and anything goes. Well, put it this way, I can't drink at the moment, by Dr. George. So guess who was the little sod that was sitting there as a grump New Year's going, oh, whoop-de-damn-do, you like get to drink and I get to sit here and watch. Woohoo! Well, needless to say, that ain't happening again. Excuse me. So, we'll just say a tad farewell to that and then kick it off, shall we? So, what else is there that's updated that we need to say? Let me think. You know, my head is so fucked. It's not even real. I swear to God. I think something that really has started to get to me a lot is obviously the fact that because I've been unwell, what I've been calling it as the house syndrome, which is essentially what I've been classing this as anyway, when because you've been in your own house so long, you look at the four walls and you just want out. The other day was obviously my work, for those of you who know, obviously is quite close to where I live. So I had Christmas presents. For those of you my class is quite close friends from my work, I had Christmas presents for, and I took them in and I spent an extra hour and a half there taking Christmas presents, and just because I couldn't bear any more daytime television, I couldn't bear any more staring at four walls. And plus, I swear to God, if one more time, if my dogs had to jump on me, I was going to kick their asses. I swear to God. But obviously, the weather was a big factor, not just on people's New Year's, but obviously on what any of us could do. And unfortunately, that impacted me. So, where are we? Let's see. Let's see. Obviously, one other thing that I'm going to need to comment on, thanks to the wonderful Zillafag for pointing this out for me. At the moment, obviously, a lot of you'll know that because I have not put up a proper website yet or got hosting and stuff, we're using the Blogger homepage, or Google homepage, or whatever you want to call it these days, depending on who you want to complain about owns it. Now, one of the things that I had pointed out to me by the wonderful Zillafag was the fact that when you downloaded my show, it came up as a girl. Now, that, other than the fact of the odd dating that this seems to be working with, was not exactly a good thing, and I have no idea where that came from. I think that was actually just something that iTunes added into it. What I'm hoping we will have now is that I'm going to try this while I'm actually doing the show to see what happens. I'm going to try and get this to go to the iTunes Music Store, and hopefully, fingers crossed here, folks, obviously the picture that we've got is not going to be the end result. It is going to do us for just now, as long as I am at the moment of getting my PC back up and running, getting everything back to the way it should be. I mean, obviously, from what I explained from when I was my last show, one of the things I had to majorly say was that my PC majorly screwed up to the point where I was having to buy a new Windows disk to repair it and stuff. So, well, that seems to have certainly updated itself and kept the new picture. So hopefully anybody now downloading will certainly be able to see the lovely new picture, which at the moment looks pretty basic, and it's just a load of white boxes covering my face. So, at least it's me. At least it's our album work for our podcast, essentially. You know, rather than somebody going, oh, nope, you need to have this instead. Or a little white box. I've seen those, or in some websites, black boxes. What that's got to do with anything, I have no idea. Now, speaking of which, you know, all these websites where you can register and you can be part of their online community. And have you ever noticed that, particularly the ones where you can put on, like, I'm talking mainly to people who want to put on, like, an adult section. And I'll say it, I'll end that bit there. It always seems to be people who don't want to put their own picture up or be brave enough to put up pictures of themselves and go, this is me, and I want to look at you, who complain because you don't want to show them much. And it's like, well, my own preference to things like that, I mean, obviously through the show and stuff, I've got to go and have a look at a lot of different websites. I've got to meet quite a few people. And the funny thing about it being that I know it seems awful, but I'm a lot more talkative to those people who have the decency to, first of all, let me see at least a picture of them or something. But I think I heard this in another podcast a couple of days ago, or a couple of weeks ago, even from, I think it's the Drink Till We're Funny podcast, about how when you're emailing or something like that, rather than just saying a little bit and going, oh, really like this show, or didn't like this, or whatever, to actually put in some information about you so that we can go, I remember you from this, and that was really cool because we did this and we spoke about this. And so, here's hoping. But obviously at the moment, one of the big things about the Blogger page as I go way off tangent and come back again, is the fact that it is bright pink. So, to those of you who don't quite like the look of that, at some point we'll take a look at this and we will get this downgraded to something that is slightly a little more easy on the eye. I mean, I'm looking at it just now and I can swear to God, if I had to look at that for a long period of time, I think I would probably kill myself. So, why I'm thinking I should subject you lot to that, then I think I maybe need to change that quite quickly. But I think for just now, seeing as it's the new year, you guys are probably all still either partying or having fun or whatever, we'll call the show quits for just now. But you can continue to email me at sexysuperman@gmail.com, or as you can plainly read from the lovely, lovely information from the podcast, is that you can either email me, as we said, sexysuperman@gmail.com, or you can also get me on the AIM. Funnily enough, this has now changed, but I'm actually still repeatedly having trouble getting logged in from them. So lots of emails being sent off to them to say that at the moment my AIM should be sitting as ladpodcast, whatever that's got to do with that, I don't know, ladpodcast@aol.co.uk, or you can still gizmo me at queerlad, which still comes up as 1-747-626-6336, or Skype at queerlad001. So it's all up to you guys to how you get in touch, to what you're doing. Let us know what's happening. Keep us updated. And if you have any funny stories or anything that you really think is quite embarrassing that you want to hear, by all means, we're going to spill the beans, because I tend to enjoy doing that. Which is probably why I tend to get told a lot of secrets. But anyway, I'm going to love you guys and leave you. Drop me a line, and by all means, keep in touch. Have fun, folks.